Good morning. It is 7:44 here on the Mighty 690, and it's time for our update from the city of Coffeyville. We have Coffeyville City Manager Ben Brubaker joining us in studio. Good morning, Ben. How's it going?
Excellent. Good morning.
Fantastic. Well, we have another meeting that is on the way tonight for the city. What's sticking out on the agenda?
Yeah, we have a few items on the consent agenda. The first two are quit claim deeds. Those are the city trying to shed property that really should be in the hands of private citizens, and so those are for development, so people will be developing on those. Then we get into the next one, which is a transportation cost share program, Overlook Drive Phase 1, which is from 11th to 8th Street. This is just a grant application. We have applied for this before and didn't get it, so we're out putting it out again. We know that Overlook has got a lot of needs on it, and that's one of the It's a crazy road, and to replace that, to fix it, it's going to cost a lot. So we're out looking for grants all the time for things like that. Not just Overlook, other places as well. This one specifically Overlook. When we get into new business, we do have a construction contract that we want commission to sign. We went out for bid for our 8th Street project. We were awarded, I think it was back in like November of 24, a grant through KDOT for almost $1 million. Everybody's been seeing 8th Street and all the work we've been doing. That's to put in a new water line. As soon as that's done, the messiness will continue because we'll go out and get and reconstruct that road. And so the bids are in. That's what the approval is for that one. Then we have two resolutions that are for a bond. Both resolutions for the same item. When we increased water rates here just 30 days ago or so, this was part of that plan, is that we needed to get some infusion of cash to support lead line replacement that is mandatory from the federal government. Of course, our own aging water lines in town, and get projects rolling on those, as well as a lot of needs out at the water plant. So that's a $9 million bond. Again, that will be paid for through those rates. That's not something that goes out to the public for an election or anything to increase any type of taxes. It's through the water rates. And then that's pretty much it for the agenda. I do have another item I wanted to just bring up. Every time I've come, at least in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about data centers.
It's a hot topic
out there. Yeah, it's everywhere. We've been talking about having an information session. We have set that date, August 6th at 6 p.m., the Boys and Girls Club Gymnasium. We'll be putting out a press release and getting things on social media to help get the word out. I will continue to say it, as people don't seem to believe it or haven't heard it yet, but we don't have any agreements yet with data centers. We haven't signed any NDAs with any data centers. Trying to be very open and transparent. This is a fast process. Even though it's fast, I've been talking to data centers since I've got here. In fact, my first month we had a data center developer show up and talk to us. So, and we've already lost one or two's interest because we're not moving faster than they would like. But trying to be transparent and open with everybody and let them know what the implications are. We are different than nearly all the communities around us because we are public power. We don't have private power where the benefits go to people's pockets, owners of those companies. Here, the owner of the electric utility in Coffeyville is the ratepayers, is the residents. So looking forward to having those conversations, just updating people where we're at, what the process is, and just to be clear on that process again for everybody, what I expect is that within the first or second meeting, commission meeting of August, we will bring a proposal to, we're going to pick a data center to have commission approve taking it to an SPP study. SPP study is the federal entity that regulates electricity in our region. It's a multi-state region. This data center would have to pay for that study, generally about $120,000. And simply that study says, is there electric available within the transmission lines? And we believe today that we have about 40 megawatts available. But that's what the study will determine. And once commissioned, so somewhere in the next 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, approves that study, then it will take another 90 days for that study to come back, and at which time that's when conversations with commission will really happen. Do we want to, you know, approve this? Do we want to move forward? So no immediate, you know, world-ending, scorching, anything decisions happening right away. And I continue to say, people, reach out to me. I'd love to visit with you about data centers. If where I live, I had private power, so the Evergy's and things, I would have serious concerns about it too. But Coffeyville is different. Coffeyville is public power. It has been for over 100 years. And so that gives us some unique opportunities if we can get a deal done in the right way. And all of that would be on the backs of a benefit to our residents. We don't want to do anything that harms them, the environment, or the community there. So look forward to having that conversation. Anybody that wants to come, whether at August 6th or just reaching out to me, happy to have those conversations.
And would that study then kind of determine how big the data center might be depending on how much power is available? Or is it mostly kind of a certain size data centers that are targeting the
area? Yeah, we're just looking at the small ones right now. So all the folks, at least in the last 6 to 8 months that have reached out to us, are interested in this 40 megawatts that we might have available, and maybe growing up to the 150 megawatts. That's considered small. That's not the massive ones that are a gigawatt or bigger. Those are on, you know, 1,000 acres or more. You see some of these conversations about 3,000 acre data centers. That's not what we're talking about. The people that are coming are interested in that 40 megawatts, and they're interested in some of the property we have out at the industrial park that is already certified sites. The state of Kansas Commerce Department has those sites on their website. They advertise that to any and every business that's interested, and so those are those two areas. And because of that, the quantity of property we're talking about, which is under 150 acres of what's available, and really it's in two sections, we're getting the smaller ones. Now, I have, in fact, maybe about a week ago, I had one of the big ones reach out. They wanted us to sign an NDA and start having conversations. I said, no, you know, I'm not really interested in NDAs right now. I'm telling everybody we're not doing that. So you're welcome to, you know, keep emailing and talking to us, but not really interested in that. And really, as the city, I don't have 500 acres, 1,000 acres to even offer. And so that was something that they'd have to go out into the, you know, whether it's agriculture or outside of city limits to do. They may still be someone that would want power from us, but again, we're not looking for that. We're not chasing that. I've only had one of the really big people show up and ask questions. The majority of them are the 40 to 150 megawatts. So for context, the fertilizer plant here in town, we give about 70 megawatts. So we already have high load users in our town. And the one of the unique things about that is we are the second largest municipal electric utility in the state. And not because of geographical largeness, but how much load that we have and really that one customer that we already have. So we do this. We do high load power in town already.
Well, that is great. And I think that definitely just continuing the conversation, answering those questions. We've talked about the power some. I know in previous shows we've talked a little bit about the water, but we always have new folks coming in. I understand that these new data centers are much less water-intensive users than some of those early ones.
Yeah, even 2 years ago, the first data center developer that came and talked to me wanted 4 million gallons of water per day. Fast forward 2 years to today, these developers that are looking at this 40 megawatts right now are asking for, you know, under 1 million gallons in a year. For context, we have the ability today at our water plant and with the rights that we have of how much water we can pull off the verdigris, we could do about 5 million gallons more a day than we are more in a day than we are today. Now, we would never go to that 5 million regardless, so really we're talking we probably have about 3 million gallons a day as opportunity for economic development, whether it's a manufacturer, whether it's new houses, whether it's something like this. So 1 million gallons in a year you're talking about the same quantity as around 20 to 25 average water users in Coffeyville on the residential side.
No, it definitely helps to put everything in perspective, because I know it can be hard for us to kind of, you know, put some of these numbers into that perspective. But also, I've had some questions about these people saying, okay, well, they're, you know, using this water. What about, you know, I think some of the cooling uses like glycol and that sort of thing. Is there anything that they're putting into like the sewer system that is something we should be concerned about?
All of these concerns, we want to make sure to address and tell people about them and research and look. And so we're not even to that point where we would know any specific users and what they're putting in, because we're not at that process. We're telling them that we're going a little bit slower. We want to see proposals. We want to do this study first. And so that would absolutely be considered. The research I've done, the people that I've talked to, these closed loop systems, they're going to come. So if a data center needs 1 million gallons in a year, they're probably going to come and want, you know, 600,000 gallons up front. And then it's like a radiator, you know, and that stays in there or evaporates. There's not a lot of waste that comes out of that. The guy that wanted 4 million a day, there was a lot of waste coming out of those ones. So those things are changing. We're watching those. We're looking at the themes. We don't want to introduce any major issues. At the same time, we got, you know, a refinery. The bean plant comes down to our wastewater treatment plant. We got the Acme Foundry. We have big industrial base, and we have a treatment plant that is made to clean that water. And we are regulated by the EPA, by Kansas Department of Health. They're out here frequently studying what we do. We have to send reports. We're testing water. So that's something we do. Again, I'm not excusing any data center for what they may put in or what they may not, and I don't have those details yet because we're not to that point with any of them. We'd absolutely check that and verify that and make sure that our wastewater treatment can handle something like that before we'd ever have an agreement.
Again, mark your calendars for next Thursday, August 6th, for folks who want to learn more about this topic and ask those questions.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Coffeyville City Manager Ben Brubaker. And as we wrap up here, sir, I know that, of course, we do have that vote coming up very quickly here in August on that half-cent sales tax. I know you have a Behind the Badge event today and tomorrow. So for folks to learn a little bit more about our emergency services, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, 8:30 this morning over at the Emergency Services Building. That's the fire and police, and we'll have EMS there as well. Representatives from the hospital talk about you know, what are the capital improvements that go into running those departments. And so come on out. We got a lot of things on Facebook, a lot of pictures, a lot of videos, a lot of fun information as well. This will be a chance for people to visit with the chief, director of EMS, the hospital, myself, both chiefs, fire and police. So looking forward to that. Look, the sales tax is I get caught up on this, and so I'm trying to be as clear as I can. It is not a new sales tax. It's the continuation of an existing. So the cities can only have this 3% worth of sales tax. So we have 6 half-cent sales tax. It's a repurpose of one. So in a way, yes, it's new, but it's not adding tax to anybody. So this is changing, repurposing. It was 100% to CRMC. It's now being split 50-50, and so police, fire are a part of that as well.
Very good. So if you can't make the one this morning, that is from 8:30 to 10:30, there's going to be an evening opportunity tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30, and that's the same location?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Well, sir, anything else as we wrap up here today?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate coming.
Yeah, of course. And I hope folks can reach out, too, if they have questions, concerns. I know you're always happy to answer those. So we appreciate you coming by.
Yeah.
Scottville City Manager Ben Brubaker here on the Mighty 690. And, of course, if you missed part of this conversation, we have that archived up at KGGFradio.com later today or, of course, up on Facebook. We do have coming up here in just a few minutes an update from Live Healthy Montgomery County. That'll be at 8:10. And then, of course, the open line starts at 8:40 here on the Mighty 690. Right now, 79 degrees as we approach 8 o'clock.